crazy, cause I want you, baby. But you don't, so get out, get out, get out, get out.
Okay, he is the founder of International.
Are we recording? Oh, good. We can just start the episode like this. What's up, guys? Hi,
what's
it's
up?
Kate and Jody and Dustin Penner.
That's right.
That was a horrible introduction.
It's the worst ever.
It
just
the worst
Jody.
Ever.
You guys know Jody. She's just around. You guys know Jody.
Everyone knows you because they follow me on social media. Okay, first of all,
that's how everybody knows
me. This is Dave. Well, the people that listen to my. Okay, let's start this over. This is fucked. I'm Kate Quigley. This is Date Fails. My guest today, first of all, is a beautiful and talented, hilarious comedian. My good friend, you've seen on America's Got Talent. What, Chelsea Lately, The Tonight Show? I'm just listing off all your credits. Jody Miller.
Hi,
Jody
everyone.
Miller, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Yes. And also, I have a very handsome and hilarious former hockey player. You're not playing hockey anymore now. And it says you're a DJ on your Twitter. I want to hear about this.
It says a lot of things.
Are you really a DJ?
Can I use your bathroom?
Dustin Penner. No.
Just pee right there.
You have to pee sitting down now. Do you actually have to pee? Because you walked in and I just stuck you on here. He drove from Newport Beach to Hollywood to do this, guys. That's serious.
On International Women's Day, there's a lot of women who are very sad.
I know. It's
sad?
International Women's Day.
Oh, in Newport.
Yeah. Why are they sad?
Because they live in Newport.
Oh, because you left?
Oh, my God.
You're notorious in Newport. They're like, Dustin Penner is leaving. I have to tell you something. You were on the 2007 Anaheim Ducks, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was at the game when you guys won the Stanley Cup.
You were.
I was. I was a Miller Lite girl. I used to work every Ducks game, every fucking Ducks game. I was on a poster.
She was a duck.
I was like.
She was a duckette.
Yeah, I know a few of the Miller Lite girls back then.
Really? That's so crazy because, I mean, like, first of all, I can't believe I don't remember because
you used to be Latina and have curly hair?
I did.
It's weird.
Did we fuck?
Yeah. That's what I was getting at.
I knew it. No, I'm shocked I don't remember like meeting you because I purposely like met all the hot guys.
Well, I was a lot younger, so you probably go for older guys who are married.
Thank you. I was going to deny it. And then I'm like, well.
He walked right in here and read you right away. He was like, there she is.
I don't go for married. Older is true, though.
No, that's a joke, guys.
No, it's not. It's actually not. You're right. How old are you?
33 all year.
Oh, that's perfect.
All year?
Right now.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you single?
Not currently.
Okay. Well, you can leave.
All year or just right now?
Wait, so you have a girlfriend?
I do.
Oh, how long have you guys been together?
That's not a question I can answer because I don't know when it started.
Oh.
We started off as friends.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, I don't know when it started because we were drunk all the time and it was just a hookup. And then all of a sudden she just like moved in and
that's
I was like, all right, here we go.
No, she hasn't moved in, but it probably started... August?
I've been in August. I've had things started in
August.
August is like the best month.
It's my favorite month. I'm actually really glad you brought up that you hooked up with a friend because that was one of the things that I wanted to talk about is hooking up with friends. So I'm fascinated by whether or not you can hook up with friends.
You can. You've never hooked up with a friend? Well, you have hooked up with a friend.
I've hooked up with a few friends and it's really fucked me over a couple times. And the one time we got married. So I mean, tell me about your friend. How did this happen?
Well, it was actually through better friends of hers that I was friends with.
Okay.
And then she was part of the triplet of girls that would come down from L.A. So there was other...
That sounds so hot.
Totally does.
Hey, like guys, I have a triplet of girls.
His life is amazing.
I have a triplet of girls coming.
From L.A.
What happens in the summer is sometimes the girls from L.A. come down to Orange County just to... You know, get away from the monotony of partying every day in LA with girls like you.
Like, obviously like me, because I look like a total party girl.
You look amazing. I'm wearing flannel.
I'm wearing flannel.
Free jewelry from Dave and Buster's.
Well, it's not free. You probably had to win it.
Well, I didn't pay for that, so it was free for me.
Okay. So then they came down, I think, starting in June.
Okay.
And then they would always come down for the... big parties, Memorial Day, Labor Day.
Can I ask, did you hook up with the other two in that triplet before you hooked up with? All right, you didn't hook up with any of the three,
which is good. Took a lot of refraining on my part.
Did you like your current girlfriend immediately, or was it just like, oh, she's a cool girl, or were you like, oh, I want to play this one?
Yeah, it started off with just, she's a fun, cool girl.
Okay.
And then as time wore on, you know, trips to Vegas where I'd run into her and things like that. It was like, yeah, maybe I'll try dating again.
Oh, well.
wait, you'd run into her in Vegas? Does she live in Vegas? Or
no,
she...
it was just an EDC weekend.
Okay.
And so she was there leaving before it started, and I was getting there.
Are you an actual DJ, or is that just a funny thing in your Twitter bio?
Well, I have DJed a few nightclubs around here in LA, Orange County, Chicago.
But you weren't DJing in Vegas at EDC. You were just hanging out.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Just hanging out with DJs, so.
Right. Well,
so now did you just like call her up or text her and be like, hey, we should go out. We should hang out. How did that, what was the first date?
I don't know. It was summer, so I'd been drinking a lot.
Obviously. No. This is how every good story starts when they talk to their kids. How'd you meet dad? Well, it was summer and we were drinking a lot.
That's how all my relationships start with alcohol. I think that's how every relationship
doesn't
starts.
Have to be summer, by the way, guys. We live in Southern California. It was winter,
summer,
so we were drinking.
It is summer 12 months of the year here.
Yes. Yeah. So that's right. When you say summer, it's just every month.
So you guys end up, so you hung out as friends in groups, but then at some point you must have like asked her
when
out.
When I was drinking a lot, you were like, hey, we should hang, or was it?
How did this happen?
Well, I have the memory of a goldfish.
You don't even know.
For things like that.
Yeah.
But I know we were friends. I think we were.
Do you remember taking her out to dinner, or was it just like, we should just come over and...
One night you just hooked up?
Let's see, I'm trying to think.
She's going to want you to remember this at
I
one
really
point.
I really hope she doesn't listen to this. I was just thinking the same thing. Listen.
Well, no, like, we hung out a few times, but we didn't
No kissing, nothing?
No.
Okay.
I didn't want to... It's a tough act to follow up because of, you know, my kissing ability.
Oh, I see. If you just kiss her, she's going to fall in love with you immediately.
Not that, just as far as just as an attribute.
Right. Yeah. You're such an amazing kisser. I know, right. I get it.
It's a panty dropper, I've heard. I heard your kisses are an immediate panty dropper.
People like my breath to warm lettuce.
Oh.
Warm lettuce.
Wait, warm lettuce or like a lettuce blend? Is it a lettuce blend? Like kale?
Spring mix.
Oh, wow.
I eat a lot of kale being in LA.
Obviously, yes, of course. You know how I feel about kale.
I just got horny.
Did you see that? You just talked about kissing.
Well, no, it's kale. I just have a thing for kale.
Oh, kale.
Kale gets me hot.
The guy kale or lettuce?
Well, the lettuce. Okay. I like to
because I knew a kale once. He was pretty
hot. You did?
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say there has to be a guy named Kale.
There's plenty of them now.
I bet that any guy named Kale. I feel like any guy named Kale would be hot. Like, that's a hot guy name.
It is now. It's the exact same thing as the lettuce. Kale is like that guy in high school that was like unattractive and came back after summer break, and everyone's like, who the fuck is Kale? I want some of that. It's the same way we think about lettuce. It's the same thing. With nobody recognized this garnish, by the way, people, that we use to cater. What do you mean?
Kale is not a garnish?
Yeah. What? Oh my God. Google it. It's what every caterer used for like years when you'd set up your.
I think you're thinking of parsley.
No, I promise you, it's kale
as a garnish.
Kale was used as a garnish.
Well,
you could eat it, but
then it turns out it's a wonder food. Hiding as a garnish.
How many things right now are superfoods? Everything.
Sometimes the thing
I eat is great.
Obviously, it's going in your mouth that you kiss people with.
Yeah, and your mouth, as we just learned, is golden. You have a golden tongue.
I guess.
That's everybody's gift for International Women's Day.
I like how chill you are, by the way. You're very chill. You're the most chill person I've met in a long time. I can tell you live in Newport.
I'm trying to be respectful.
Why?
Because it's International Women's Day.
Don't be respectful.
Okay.
No, don't bring
women
your,
don't want
we
you to
hear
be
your dirtiest. Listen, I've been fucking a porn actor. We talked about this on the last episode. There's no respect on this podcast. Okay. Oh, okay. Anything goes. By the way,
male or female?
Male.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to get into girls.
No,
Jody, have you ever been with a girl?
I've never been with a girl.
Have you ever been with a girl? Have you had threesomes? Pro athlete, you must have had like fivesomes.
That's just called an orgy. I believe that's an orgy. I think over three is an orgy. I believe.
Yeah, I just feel pro athletes. I just feel like pussy just gets like flung in your face.
That would hurt for the woman flinging her pussy. That would actually hurt.
I think that's the problem with you know, most of the athletes are men that get in trouble. With like Tiger Woods when he got caught with 24 IHOP and International, I was a pancake waitress.
Well,
like
that's
that.
On him.
Well, yeah, but you go in like he as a nerdy golfer,
right? Yeah,
right, and you don't get that thrown at you until a certain age. But as a hockey player playing in a small town in Canada,
you get it all the time. Like, oh my God, everybody's 15, 16, like, 16, 15, 16. So you're, yeah,
really?
You know how to handle.
I totally believe that, and also I think. In Tiger Woods, like in his case, like he shouldn't have gotten married. I don't know why people feel like they have to get married so young. If you're that famous and you're an athlete,
how young was he?
He was like early 30s, wasn't he?
That's young.
I have no idea.
Married and divorced.
That's not that young, Jody. 30. Yeah, I was already divorced.
But here's the thing. But when you're famous and you have pussy, as Kay would say, being flung at you, then don't get married. Then have the pussy flung. And, like, you know what I mean? Have it flung at you and just start, you know, fighting off the pussy and then get it out of your system. Or get a second phone.
Look, the reason Tiger Woods got married is because he got this super hot Scandinavian model chick to go out with him. And he's like, yeah, I'm never going to do better than this. So he locked it down.
Come on. She's beautiful, but, you know, there are other women that are just as beautiful. And for every beautiful woman, there's a guy tired of fucking her.
Dazed and confused.
Yes.
Yeah.
I get older, they stay the same age.
Right. Oh my God. There we go.
Yeah. That's true. I don't know. You got married really young. How old were you when you got married?
That's another good question.
Why?
Because he can't remember it. Because it was summer and he was drinking.
The only thing I know is that it took me 18 months to get divorced.
How long were you married
How long
for?
Did it take to get married? It takes like a weekend to get married and 18 months to get divorced.
We have this in common. I was married too. I was married for 10 years. I was married all through my 20s.
I was not.
From Pennsylvania?
Dutch Amish. Totally. Yeah. And a Mormon. Molested also. There was a lot happening. No, I'm from Ohio.
Same thing.
I lived there.
In Ohio?
Yeah.
Where?
Cincinnati.
You did?
Hyde Park.
Is that where you were married?
No. That's where I was single.
Oh. Where were you married?
I got married in Montreal.
Were you like 21?
No, I was 27, 8.
Oh, that's a lot. I'm sure a lot of your friends were getting married at that time. That's usually when.
Where I'm from, they get married at like 19. Like 19.
You were already playing hockey at the time, right?
Yeah, I was
professionally.
Playing. Yeah.
So why'd you get married?
And when you were getting married, this is a serious question. On that day, were in your mind, were you like, this is going to last forever? Or were you like, this is a mistake?
Mistake. You know, I knew.
Yeah, well, I guess I knew deep down it was going to be a mistake.
Right.
But I never failed at anything in my life at that point.
Okay.
So like, I can make this work.
Really?
Right? Like, well, because she was really insecure.
Oh.
She's the type of woman that threatens to divorce you on your wedding night.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's a sign. That's a flag, people. It's a flag. Yeah, it's a giant red flag.
Like in writing or like she sends you an email?
I just paid six figures for a wedding ring. $500,000 for a wedding.
Holy shit.
And flew everybody out to Montreal during the All-Star break during the NHL. And then at like 3, 4 a.m., after what my friends call the best party they've ever been to, we went back to the hotel and we had to get in like this SUV. And I jumped in the far back to hold up all the wedding gifts. And then her younger, hotter, 22, 23-year-old sister was in there. But her billionaire, thrown to a billion-dollar fortune, was driving in my...
Right.
Wife was in the front riding shotgun, and there was two people in between. I had my arm like this holding up the wedding gifts. So when I got out, she said, "You had your arm around my sister. I can't believe you're hitting on her. I want a divorce."
What?
Like, what?
That's what I said. I said, "Is Ashton Kutcher around here? What the fuck's going on?"
The night you got married, she said the words, "I want a divorce." Yeah. Holy shit.
You should have corrected her and been like, "It's an annulment, honey."
I know.
That's crazy.
That's the tip of the iceberg.
Wow. Do you guys have any contact at all anymore?
Sparingly. She came back after 2.5 years.
Well, wait a minute. So she tells you that night she wants a divorce. Obviously, you didn't get one. How long were you married for then?
A year after.
A year?
Just enough to give her $1 million cash.
Oh, my God.
She probably got exactly... Do you think that's what she was after the whole time?
So.
Really?
I was her second marriage.
Oh, my God.
How much money did she get from the first one?
To an athlete who she had a kid with.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
what am I doing wrong?
Jody, we're fucking up.
Yeah, we are really fucking up.
Someone needs to write
a book about this.
I'm fucking millionaires and losing jewelry and just walking away with protein shakes. And
Dave and Buster bracelets.
And I think you made your purse.
Fuck you. I will have you know this purse is Billabong and it cost me exactly $30. Listen, I'm not a big spender, okay? This is one of the qualities that's great about me.
You didn't have to say that.
I date guys. This is what's funny. I date guys with money all the time, but I'm so uncomfortable dating guys that have money that when I'm dating guys that have money, I'm constantly paying for the dates and like overcompensating. Like I won't let them spend their money on me because I'm so afraid they'll think that's why I'm dating them. Like I don't want them to think that's why. So I go the other way.
I keep hearing about girls like you, but I haven't met them.
Well, there you go. Look, it's a unicorn.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, people.
Depends on our Dave and Buster skills.
Right. You have to be cool with me dressing like a lesbian and having this voice. But if you can deal with that, I don't want your money. Like, I worry so much about guys in LA being so used to gold diggers that I go like way the other extreme. But then because of that, it's
you got to get that out of your head.
I know, because I'm dating these guys that have so much to offer and I don't take any advantage of any of it.
Well, it's not about taking advantage, it's about letting them be a guy. If they ask you on a date, let them pay for you. Don't, what are you being like, yeah, I'll get the round of shots. Let them do that.
Well, sometimes I let them pay, but then when I try to like prove that I'm not into money by picking like a shitty place to go.
Well, let them pick the place to go. Let them be the man. Just let them be the man.
We have to subpoena your bank statements to make sure that you pay for them.
Oh, trust me, I do. That's why I don't date often. Jody knows. I date losers.
And not only that, she meets them late at night. Like, we're just meeting for drinks. Mistake. These are mistakes. And
that's not a mistake.
No, you had the same mentality I did, and look where it got me.
This is not a mistake. Let's ask Dustin what he thinks.
You got nicer bracelets.
Listen.
Thank you.
Well, that's because she has a boyfriend who buys her bracelets. Okay, listen. Here's the thing. I have a theory about dating. So you've been dating this girl only since October or whatever. Yeah. So
October.
Not that long.
October.
Not that long. So... But you were single for you've been a single guy for a long time.
Yes.
All right. Do you think if a girl says, "Hey, for our first date, let's meet for happy hour and have a cocktail or just get a drink at like 8 or 9 o'clock," that doesn't mean that she necessarily just wants to fuck you, does it? Just because she doesn't make you take her to dinner?
No, but the needle is leaning towards it.
And also, you just said two things.
I'm talking as like a normal, run mill guy.
Yeah, right. Well, you are.
For me.
But you just said two things that I mean, the only reason I'm pointing this out is because I was, and there's obviously a part of me that's still the same person.
If you said that to me, I'd be like, okay, so we're going for drinks where? Okay, that's 5 miles from my house, so that's about 10:15 in traffic. Drinks at 9, I'll probably get there 9:15 because I don't give a fuck. Then by the time we're done, it's 11:15. We'll see if she wants to actually bang. Probably not. So I'll be back home jerking off by midnight.
Right, but not only that, you assume
probably not.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. That doesn't matter. You shouldn't be the one.
That's all I heard.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing that you're like, that you're missing. You shouldn't be making the plans. That's what I used to do. They should be asking you out and they should have a plan. Well, we're going to dinner.
See, this is what you women have done, right? By saying, oh, you guys make the plans. But then you make the plans and they go,
I don't do that.
Right? But that's one in two people that I've met that don't do that. Because most girls, when you're even in a relationship or if you've known them for a while and you're hanging out just as friends and they go, I'm hungry. You go, okay, let's go to whatever, some restaurant. Like, no, I don't want steak. Well, how about there? No, I don't like sushi.
But here's the thing. If that,
fuck, you pick. No, you have to pick. I'm like.
No. If it's friends, then you guys should both be like, because I have a lot of guy friends and I'm like, what are you in the mood for or whatever like that. But and I can tell you, even guys that I'm not interested in my like dating and I've had like 18 years, like I just started dating someone, but I've been single for 18 years.
18 years.
18 years.
And she gives me advice.
So, but you know what though? I've been where you've been and you're making all the same mistakes that I've already made. She literally is like if a guy
I don't know about that
if well yeah so, I haven't dated a porn star but
excuse you slept with
18 years huh
yeah
Duracell or Energizer
I am the bunny that keeps going
plug in mine's a plug
in here's the thing if a guy that we're like on any dating site and he's like we should hang out sometime great when they come back whether I'm really into them or not and they're like how is 7 o'clock or 7:30 and he picks this particular restaurant. Even if I don't like the restaurant, just the fact that he was like, he has a plan. We're meeting at this time at this restaurant. That goes a long way.
On a first date, though, I don't like to do dinner for a first date because then you're stuck there for so long if you're not into him.
Yeah, or dinner and a movie.
I wouldn't do a movie.
I'd rather just go to a bar and see if this person has
anything. That's why I say a cocktail. It's not because I'm easy. It's because I don't want to sit through
cocktail.
A meal.
What
should I say?
Drinks, because the guy will be a cock.
But I'm just saying, I'm not saying that you're like that. I'm saying that's what guys are thinking.
Like, and I learned this at a later day in my life, obviously, because I used to think like this at 20, not 21, 22, that age. Like, I went to college.
Yeah, then you can go out and meet for drinks. That's what you do when you're in your 30s. I think
I'm saying as a guy, you think that. But now if she asked me, I wouldn't think anything. I would have been like, yeah, sure, let's go get some drinks.
Now you wouldn't think anything.
Well,
But I've matured, but a lot of guys don't, right, where their main goal is just to get laid. I'm like, man, if I get laid... as what the goal is for most men. It's like, now I have to share my bed.
When you get older, you're like, I'm not going to sleep well. Like,
I never sleep
Then I got to figure out how to get him out of there without being insulting. I think there's a lot more goes into it.
That's normal. I think a lot of guys.
I never stayed anywhere with anyone.
We're like men because we're comics.
Single 18 years.
We're also like men. See, this is the problem. We aren't normal girls because, like, I feel because we're comics, we actually say what we mean and we don't filter. Like when I say to a guy, I don't care where we eat. I really don't give a fuck. Like I'm saying, I say what I actually mean. And also, I don't like to have guys in my apartment. I like to go to their place so I can leave.
Me too.
I don't like to stay over.
Me too.
I like to meet them at the bar. I'm like a dude.
Yeah, I am too, but that didn't serve me for 18 years.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, you were trying to find a relationship though and like babies. I'm just trying to like find someone who doesn't hit me.
With that voice and that smart ass mouth, it's probably tough.
Thank you.
International Women's Day.
It is.
Hit
a woman today.
Who's he talking to?
Show a woman you care. Slap her around.
The other day I was watching the UFC fight with my friend. The girls were fighting. And he was like, do you think guys that like to beat women get off watching this? And I was like, I don't know. I'd like to call some and find out.
I don't think
out.
They would.
Mm-mm.
No,
they want to be the ones.
They'd fight back.
Yeah. They would
get hit.
That's a dark turn. Sorry. Speaking of beating people up, tell me, this is about hockey. It's not about dating or sex, but I'm just curious. Like, I love watching hockey for the fights. So when you played hockey, did they encourage you to fight? Like, I heard when I was working for the Ducks that you guys weren't allowed to fight because it was owned by Disney or something.
That was made up.
It's made up?
One of your girlfriends was, you guys were putting in her blue latex and said that. I don't know.
It wasn't latex, excuse you, but it was spandex. But that's beside the point. Okay. So, how often did you fight?
I probably had anywhere from 20 to 25 fights. Oh, got like a couple a year.
A couple a year.
Yeah. Is that average?
That's not that many.
No, it's not that many, but I was a skill player.
Oh, you weren't hired for that.
No.
There's certain guys that they like have
certain,
on the team.
There's certain guys that practice all summer in a Muay Thai boxing or jiu-jitsu gym.
Are you serious?
That are my size.
Oh my God.
That can't stick handle that well or score. They'll score maybe one goal every 2 years, and they're just sat on the bench as to intimidation.
Wow.
Wow, I didn't know that.
That's pretty amazing.
That's hot. You know any of those guys? Any of those guys single?
I can find you some.
I like fighters. I'm really attracted to fighters. What
or
is that?
Or just bad guys.
Excuse you. I'm going through my bad boy phase now because I never got
that's
to go
fine.
Through.
There's a guy named War Machine that's single.
War Machine?
Is that his real name?
He's a UFC fighter.
War Machine.
He was dating that porn star.
Oh, great. We have that in common. Yeah. Really? War Machine? Wait, you're not talking about Nate Diaz, are you?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's the one that
does he just go by
beat,
war
he's the
or
beat,
war machine.
His girlfriend within a half an inch of her life.
Oh, are you serious? Yeah, yeah. Oh, good.
Well, then he
sounds great.
He is a machine.
Thank you. I think I'm going to try to stay away from that. That's the one
can
thing I'm going to stay. Yeah, I'm going to stay away from guys that beat girls to outside of the bedroom.
Right, exactly.
I'm fine with it in bed.
She's
though.
Tired of seeing you come into work with black eyes.
Yeah, no, I've never have I ever. I really don't date guys that beat up girls outside of bed, but I do like it in bed. It's hard to find a guy that'll do it in bed and not when he's
like open. Open palm slapping.
Well, I don't want to get slapped in the face, but I like, otherwise, I like a lot of
like a couple kidney shots.
Yeah.
Yeah, something that you can't see, but you can feel internally.
Yeah.
So that when you're walking around in pain,
tomorrow.
You still know that he loves you.
Yeah.
Just some bruises and bite marks, like that kind of thing.
I'm so love bites.
You do?
No. I said love bites. Like they're called love
I
bites.
Do. What about you, Jody? Do you like it rough?
I like a little bit rough, little hair tugging. I don't like my ass slapped. It feels weird. Every time he does it, I want to slap him. I once had a guy call me a motherfucker while he was fucking me, and it was so disturbing because he was like, "Oh, you motherfucker!
What,
you motherfucker?" And finally, I go, "No, I you're can't. A motherfucker! Shut up!"
Oh my God!
He's also the same guy who cried after I gave him a blowjob.
No.
Yeah.
Have you ever cried after a blowjob, Dustin?
Well, he's never had one of my blowjobs.
these were tears of joy. These are tears of joy?
No, actually.
Yeah, I probably have, just from the pain.
Shut
the pain
up.
Of the teeth.
She had braces.
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, no, he actually cried. You know this story. He actually cried. It was like I realized that night we had dated for like a month that this was good, not going anywhere. So I was like, we might as well just have sex. So I started off by giving him a blowjob. And I had made a comment to him a couple weeks earlier, like, I feel like you make a lot of poor choices with your life. And I think you need to get things in order. And he was completely on board with that. But it was right after the blowjob. We're laying there. And I hear this sound Now, obviously, as a comic, I don't have a lot of filter, but I go, are you crying? and he rolled over and he goes, I just realized at this moment that I do make a lot of bad choices in my life.
Holy shit.
I go,
shit.
Really? Right now is when you want to talk about it? Right now.
After wait a second.
We kind of have a bit in common because if the girl starts crying, I kind of turn to an ass. I'm like, oh, now we're going to fucking cry, huh?
I still fucked him though after, but then he said that you
fucked him after he cried.
Yes, and then he called me a motherfucker because he wasn't going to fuck me, but I was like really like ready for it, so we fucked. And then right afterwards, when it was all finished and he needed a box of tissue, I handed it to him and I go, "Don't use them all. You might need them again for when
you
cry."
Oh my god!
How long did you date him after that?
We didn't. It ended. That was pretty much it. And then we went out one other night. And I like realized halfway through, I'm like, I can't even hook up with him. Like he was really kind of messed up.
Wait a second. You said at the beginning of this story, you said, and then I was out with him and I realized that it was never going to go anywhere.
No, after,
so I decided to fuck him.
Yes. That would happen.
How am I making poor decisions meeting guys for cocktails?
Listen to me. I said, the reason I'm even like criticizing you is because I've made all of the ones you've made, and let's say 7 years more of
how
bad ones.
How hot was
so
this
I'm
guy?
Trying, he was very, very hot.
Okay.
I'm just trying to give you the
it
advice.
Sounds like something a good general would say retreating.
Yeah. Right.
Battlefield, right? Like,
I guess I'll just fuck him.
Right? Like,
here's the thing, guys. If you don't think, if a girl decides to fuck you kind of early on in the relationships, somewhere in our brain, in our subconscious, we know we don't care if this ever works out.
Well, then why have I had this? Like,
I disagree.
So,
disagree.
No.
Okay. I've met girls that I've slept with early on where then they try and hold that over your head like, well, we slept together. How can you not want to date me? You know, things like that. I'm like, well,
here's the thing.
The first night.
Wait.
What do you expect? Do you want a long, loving relationship?
Exactly. So you can't be the first person to tell them that. Their girlfriends have also told them that. Social media has told them that. Movies have told them that. So they know it somewhere in their head.
They have
okay,
to.
So, but wait. But be real then. So like, how many dates or how many times do you have to hang out with the girl before she fucks you for you to think like this is like a quality chick that I would? Because I thought that was kind of like old fashioned. I'm not saying the first night. Like obviously, if you hook up with a guy on the first night, somewhere in his brain, he's like, she does this with everybody, or this is.
Yeah, but
this
somewhere in your brain too.
If you're ignorant like me, you just say, well, obviously I'm the hottest guy she's ever seen. So
she obviously kissed me and she had no control over
her
loins.
She kissed me. She felt my lettuce.
My kale. She felt my kale. Here's the thing. It's like, but we know this too. I've had a lot of one night stands and maybe I've had a lot of them. I'm bragging, guys. International Women's Day. You're welcome. But I've had a lot of them and we get that. It's like proven. There's a chemical that's released after we have sex and all of a sudden we like are attached. But before that happens, we're like, I'm going to have sex with them because I'm so attracted to them right now. But there is a point, there's a part of our brain that's like, it doesn't matter. It's fine. Maybe this is just a booty call. We go through all the rationalization of why we're doing it because in the back of our mind, we know that this isn't going to go anywhere. It's probably going to end up being a booty call. But then, yes, so then afterwards, we get like a little crazy.
I think
you and I can talk about that off the air.
I think some girls do that where they're like, well, this is obviously ending. I've seen him now leave with three different girls, three different nights. But I still got that crazy card to play because it's accepted in society where I can freak out about that and then walk
I guess I'm not a crazy girl like that. Like if I have sex with someone and it is like that one night, I'm like, that's it. That's all it was. If he wants to see me again and I want to see him again, then that's great. But in my mind, I've already been like, he's a good guy. He probably sleeps with a lot of girls. He doesn't seem like he wants to actually take me out. He just wants to take me to drinks. He never wants to take me like out before
like Monday
10.
6 to 8 at Applebee's.
Yes, Applebee's. No, I have higher standards than that. Yes. Have you seen my bracelets?
Yeah. I do agree with you about if you sleep with him on the first night.
Right.
I do agree with that. But then my question is how, like there's a guy recently I hung out with. I slept with the second time we hung out. And Jody was like, cause you know, in the back of your mind, it's not going to be, you did that. Cause you know, it's not.
I didn't say that for your second night's a little, I mean, second night's still really early.
Was it Monday and then Tuesday though?
It actually was right after midnight, so that it constitutes a second day.
It was the second movie.
Correct.
At 12:01, I was like, well, this is our second date, right? I just went to the bathroom and I came right back.
Well, we went out for coffee the first date and that lasted about an hour. And then I kicked him out because I was actually performing here at the Improv and I have a rule that I don't let guys see me perform until we're like really, really in like a relationship. Like I don't like guys I'm dating to just show up at my shows. So we had a coffee next door. I booted him out of here. And then he invited me to his place to watch a fight. So I went to his place, hung out. And then afterwards, we fought.
Well, mm-hmm. yeah, this is, we don't have to get, I already do know this story.
Sounds
it's
romantic.
It's what he said to you.
His house is amazing.
It's what he said to you that should have been a tip off. He said what? Something to a girl. You know, he said something.
Oh, the line he gave me to get me to fuck him?
The line he gave you a girl.
You can say it.
You actually say it, and let me see your reaction, because...
I'm such an idiot. Okay, here's what happened.
This is what he said. And coffee dates, in my opinion, don't count as a full date. Just saying.
This is actually a great line. These guys can use this, who are listening.
I can't believe it. When you told it to me, I go, you didn't fall for that line, did you?
I'm trying.
Okay, but wait, just to give myself a little bit of...
Don't.
Just hold on.
It's going to make it worse.
I'm at his house. All his friends are there. He's kissing me in front of his friends. He's introducing me.
Dustin's shaking his head, everyone.
I thought, and he told me I'm like a unicorn because I'm funny and beautiful. And
look at Dustin.
And it's so rare to meet someone like that, you know? And then he has this amazing house. And then I'm like, your house is, I go, I don't know how you ever leave
here. So it's the house is the selling point now, because I've heard amazing house about four times.
Yeah. Yeah. To be fair, the house is on the beach, literally. On the beach. You walk outside, you're like in the ocean. And then I go,
wait, I might know the guy.
I go, you probably do. I go, how do you ever leave this house? And he's like, you shouldn't. You should just stay here. He's like, come here anytime you want, hang out here. In my mind, I'm like, oh my God, he really likes me. Then we start, then everyone leaves. Then we start hooking up a little bit. And then I'm like, wait.
What's hooking up a little bit?
Well, we start like fooling around.
You're pulling carrots and he's feeding the horse?
Well, we're like making out, you know, you like, he's got my shirt off, but I'm like, I go, wait.
Not that tank top.
It's a really expensive tank top that I wore. So then I go, listen, wait, I think we should wait. I don't want to fuck you.
I love that you're already laughing.
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing, Dustin?
I love that line when a girl says that.
I said, I think we should wait. And he said, okay, yeah, that's fine. We can wait. And I go, I kind of want to get to know you a little better. That's what I said. And then he goes, listen, he goes, I don't want to do anything. Such a lie. I don't want to do anything that's going to get in the way of us.
Oh.
So he said, if it's going to make it weird or if you're going to want to spend less time with me, then we should wait. And then he like started to get off me. And then I was like, I was like, okay, you know what? Actually, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's okay.
It's classic rope-a-dope.
See? I mean,
except
not that
like
you're
when a girl's done that to me, right? Where because they'll come over and I'm like, ah, she still wants to stay over. Like I didn't want to
stay over.
No, I know, but they're not leaving. Like it's like 1 a.m. Oh. Like I got to take the dogs out. Then I got to. Start the new episode of whatever series I'm into. Yeah. And then we go upstairs and they, like, as we're walking up, like, I'm not going to fuck you. I'm like, who said I wanted to? Right? That's the approach I take. And then that gets them upset. And then you get into bed and you start making out. And then they go, I'm not having sex with you. And I go, all right. And I lean over and grab an Ambien and then go to bed. And it just absolutely freaks them out. And they want to end up fucking you more. So it's
but I fucked him that night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See, when she told me that line, I go, please. She tells me that line, I go, oh my God, please tell me you didn't fall for that. And you're like, fall for what?
He seems so genuine. To be fair to me, he's an award-winning actor. So I fell for it.
You fell for the act.
He was a good actor.
It's also your first.
What would you like to be said in that situation? I'm curious.
Well, I mean, he shouldn't have even used that line, and she shouldn't have fallen for it. He knew that if he used that line,
can I say one thing in my defense? One thing in my defense is, I spent the whole day there, and he was like introducing me to all his friends, kissing me in front of them. Like,
that is such a guy thing to do.
Well, see, to
you know
me,
how
that
many,
means
yeah,
something.
He's an award-winning actor,
but
I would never do that.
Yeah. I would never do
in
that
in front
either.
Of my friends, like because they know what's going on. Like, I wouldn't feel.
You wouldn't feel, but we're not going to talk about who this person is, but everyone told you, even before you went out with him, what a douchebag he was.
Well, see, but that's not fair because people...
You don't know him like she does.
I haven't been to his house, Dustin, and neither have you.
Just hold on.
There's a gate you have to call
up. It's on the beach.
To be fair to me, this, like, everyone does say he's a douchebag, but they're basing that on, like, tabloid stories and shit that they don't know him. So the people I know who
you
do know him.
You just said what I said jokingly.
But it's true because the people I know that do actually know him said he's a very nice guy.
Our guys.
Well,
and has a great house.
No one mentioned his house, actually.
But I'm sure he has a great house. And they're guys. Here's the thing. I've been to a lot. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've done what you've done three, four, five times over. So many times over. But I mean, just because he's introducing your friends in front of a group setting and kissing you, they're probably like, oh, this is his latest hookup.
Does that really mean nothing when guys do that? Because I have another guy that's
I'm sure he was into you that day.
Yeah, I'm sure he was into you that day.
Well, yeah, no, but I'm being serious. So, like,
and you're gorgeous and you're funny and you're not going to embarrass him. So, of course, he's going to be like, look, this is an amazing girl. And they're like, oh, this is who you're with today.
I don't know the guy.
Sure.
I don't think I do. And, but most guys who I meet who would do that to someone like you would actually be, you know, infatuated is probably a strong word, but they would really like you because you're not the same. Your personality doesn't match your looks. For your personality, you should be really ugly, right? That's what he would. That's what.
Thank you.
Like I have girlfriends like that, right? Where they're really good looking and really funny. Like one of my girlfriends, she's told stories where she works at a club and her boyfriend's like just this absolute nerd, sweet guy, and then like she takes her top off and there's two bags of something sitting on her tits, right? And she tells stories like that all the time. I'm like, God, you're fucking awesome.
Yeah. Right?
But then a guy freaks out because he gets scared and intimidated by a girl like that.
Of course, they do get freaked out. And also, I'm sorry, he doesn't deserve someone like you to begin with. He doesn't. And he's also, and the truth is that he probably has been with so many hot girls that are just complete tools and have like no personality. I'm sure he loves the fact that you have a personality.
You just need to be burnt by that oven once, right?
Of course.
For me, like the first time it happened, when I was young, a girl called me. Like the next day or two, and I'd already flown back home to Canada to do my inaugural golf tournament. Like there was my name, and I get a text as I'm on the first tee saying I'm late.
Okay.
I'm like, late for what?
you forgot about your own golf tournament?
No, I was flying.
She said,
yeah,
I'm late.
I got a text. She's back in California. I'd flown all day the next day.
Oh, shit.
Right? And she says, I'm late. And I just text back, late for what?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So I'm like, so then when I realized what she was late for,
how was your golf game?
It shot pretty good.
All right, good.
Yeah. Damn, work under
best
pressure.
Ball, best ball scramble.
Yeah.
And, ended up she lied about it because, I sent her to, you know, go see my doctor or whatever. Whatever you want to do is fine. Right. I'll pay for everything. Send me all the medical bills. I never got any bills, nothing.
She lied about being late for her period freak you out?
But being pregnant because she played me for about a month, 6 weeks.
Holy That's horrible. Shit. That's terrible.
So then Who does that?
A lot of girls
do that. You know what? There's just bad people on both sides, guys and
there
girls.
There is.
Just, yeah. That's what it is. You know what I mean? It is fine.
But it's amazing how many bad ones there are on both sides. Because even like now that I have more friends that are girls than guys.
Right.
Because I've now, you know, I was married. I made it through that abyss and came back the other side.
Congratulations.
Right? The abyss.
Welcome back.
Fucking chopped the sod right in half.
You look great.
You made it.
You
missing
look
teeth,
amazing.
Hair up to my eyeballs.
Did you lose the tooth in the marriage or is that from hockey?
Hockey and during the marriage, the dog knocked it out, though, not her. She broke a lamp over my back, though.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
This bitch sounds crazy as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
The sex must have been amazing.
That's
No wonder you got married.
I know.
Oh, that's the worst.
It's very expensive. I could have got so many hookers for that
you
much money.
Yeah.
You
just told them what to do.
Too. Oh, that's crazy.
I'm starting
to cry. That poor lamp. What's going on?
I felt good because it was her lamp.
Oh, well, that's right.
I hope it was an expensive
lamp. Like Crate and Barrel, or was it from?
$10,000, some kind of like designer duo in New York.
You married a girl with a $10,000 lamp? What the fuck were you thinking?
I didn't know before we got married the lamp was worth $10,000.
I mean, but that's like a sign.
She did, though.
That's a sign. If a girl has a $10,000 anything besides a car, I just
feel... How about her tits? Whatever tits are $10,000.
I mean, look, you make fun of these...
I did buy her an ass.
Wow, that's... You bought her a nose?
A nose or an ass?
Ass.
She got ass implants?
Yeah.
Did you like that?
Yeah, I paid for it.
And that's what you wanted?
What does it feel
no,
like?
I didn't want it.
What does
such
it feel like?
Yeah.
What does it? I don't know. It feels like an ass.
I've never
except
felt
not
those.
As bony.
Huh. Are they like boob implants, but butt implants?
I don't know.
Are they silicone? I'm so curious.
I know there's
you
different.
Don't need
there's
a butt.
Different.
You're not gonna butt.
Oh no, I would never.
Oh, it's fucking painful.
I have a fine.
Yeah.
It's gotta go in like a corset for six weeks.
Oh.
And yeah, it's,
no,
then you had to get like those toilets that like raise up so you don't have to bend down all the
way.
Oh,
God.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, just... but I didn't realize it'd be that expensive to hear her complain for that long.
Could have done something much cheaper and gotten the same result, I'm sure.
Isn't it weird then, like every time you grab her ass, you know it's like fake ass?
But it was good in the post-apocalyptic fights, right? You're sitting down? Yeah, I bet you are. Enjoy that.
Yeah, enjoy your ass. That's good. God. Yeah, that is so good. Yeah.
That's so crazy. But so now you're front.
I didn't tell her to get it. She was one of those people that...
that really wanted it.
Yeah, and like for months, this would go on where like, I'm like, you don't need one. It's stupid. It's going to be painful. And then finally, I just was like...
When I was like,
I saw a mannequin with a nice ass in a window.
Oh no.
I was like, you know what? Fuck, get one.
Get an ass.
Shut up. Was her ass like super flat before?
Yeah.
Okay. So then.
Not super. She was a ballerina.
Oh, so she had a muscular long and lean ass. Lean. Some people have compared my ass to Michael Phelps' ass.
I know.
Some people.
Is that hairy?
No.
Michael Phelps has a good ass, though.
I hooked up with a guy who went on a podcast and said that fucking me was like fucking Michael Phelps because my ass is so
muscular. And I want to know,
muscular.
How does he know what fucking Michael Phelps feels like?
I would like to know that as well. Yeah. I choose winners.
I wouldn't have chosen that way to describe someone's ass.
I know, that's like the weirdest way.
Yeah. Right? That would never cross your mind as a man, right?
No.
No. Gay as fuck.
Michael Phelps, though. That's rough.
Anyway, I have to ask you. So I tweeted for people to like ask questions for you guys, right? And I got one for Dustin. Dustin, didn't Dustin injure himself eating his wife's pancakes? What's
that's
that
not
about?
That's not a sexual innuendo. And that's not the truth. What happens is I sat down at like 9 a.m. for breakfast when the game was at 1. It was an early game here at Staples Center. And as I sat down, my back went out.
Oh, ow.
And then I just like, it felt like a rib.
Ooh.
Just lodged into my, like, I couldn't breathe. I couldn't bend up.
Oh my God.
So I knew I had to eat because I had to play that day. So
I'm going to play?
I ate. I like put on my suit, not being able to bend over, and then drove myself, like squatted over in the car, like looking like this, all the way to Staples. And then I got there and the trainer's like, what the fuck did you do? I said, my back went out. I've never had this happen before. I'm like, well, just shoot me up so I can play. He's like, you're not fucking playing.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't play.
That's insane.
You could have been like paralyzed. If you had played, I mean.
Well, how do people know about the pancakes then?
Well, because I said I was sitting down to eat pancakes that my wife had just made.
So people think you hurt yourself.
Well, that's because the way the writer wrote it. Injured his back eating pancakes.
It's a better story, though.
Yeah. Well,
it's funny.
He never fucking looked me in the eye after that. I don't think he showed up.
Who, the writer?
Yeah, because he knew what he was doing.
What a fuck. You should beat his ass.
You should beat him with your ex-wife's ass.
That would hurt.
I mean, yeah, you could. Why not? Yeah. Do you get the implants back in the divorce?
Yeah, I've
just gotten one. You should have gotten 50%.
You're like, I want one ass cheek.
How great would that look?
Oh, fuck.
Hindsight, huh?
Oh, my God. This show is called Date Fails because I love to hear bad date and bad sex stories. Jody, what's your worst? I mean, the guy crying after you blew him is probably the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Good.
Do you have anything worse? Any horrible date?
Well,
recently?
Recently because I'm dating someone, so the dates have been really good for the last, like, two months. 3 months, yeah.
Well, that's not that long.
I know, it's not that long. Yeah, I have years to draw from. I had a date, I don't think we ever talked about this before, where I met this guy, he seemed really cool, he's a photographer. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was just like, you're such a cool girl.
How does that come?
He was actually taking, I was at a show and he was obviously shooting the show and so I knew he was a photographer. And he was like, oh, you're really funny, and we had a drink, and he was like, I'd love to call you. This was like before texting was like really popular. So I remember he actually called me on the phone, it was a Monday, and he was like, let's go out Thursday night, bring your appetite, I'm gonna pick a great place, I'd love that. I was like, this is awesome. I'm looking forward to Thursday. I think I did not eat all the way until Thursday. I was like, yeah, I'm bringing my appetite. Let's
That's
do
normal
it.
That's normal for a girl, though.
Not for me. Not for me.
It is for me. I'm having sex, I won't eat for like 48 hours.
I keep saying, I was like, yeah, I'm going to be so hungry. So I remember it was raining that day. So I was like, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get a trench coat because that's so hot. So I got a black trench coat. I was like, yeah, like adorable. And then he actually had sent me a message on Facebook like, hey, do you have time to talk before the date tonight? Yeah, because we were kind of like, first we communicated on Facebook and then we were on phone. So
wait,
I said,
did he find you on Facebook?
No, we exchanged numbers that night, but then he found me on Facebook, friended me.
And that's allowed?
Yeah,
gross.
I think that's a little
not for me
presumptuous.
Like, no, it was fine. This was a while ago. This was like 8 years ago. So I think it was bad.
You mean MySpace?
No. Okay. Maybe 6 years ago. So I'm trying to think how long I've had the trench coat. So I had the trench coat. I'm thinking, he's like, I just want to ask you something. That's what he said. So I give him a call. It's about 6 o'clock. I just did my hair, but not my makeup. And I'm like hungry. I'm like, let's do it. But I'm thinking he's going to say something like, this restaurant I picked was outdoors and it's raining. Do you want to go somewhere else?
Perfect. I got a trench coat.
Right. I was so excited. I'm ready to do it. This is what he says to me. He goes, I'm really excited about tonight. I was like, me too. He's like, you know, I just felt like we had a lot in common and we had a great connection. And that's why I asked you out. And I'm like, well, that's why I said yes. Like, right. I'm thinking, where's this going?
Why are you over explaining?
And then what he said next was so matter of fact. I couldn't even believe it. I was like, what? He goes, I was telling my girlfriend about you and she's really excited for this date. And I actually just sat there in silence. I go, what? He goes, well, this would probably be a good time to tell you that I'm in an open relationship and we enjoy having a third join us, but she obviously wants me to go out with you tonight and we can have a lot of fun. And then if we want to call her later, I actually, you know what my first thought was? I'm not getting fed tonight. That was my first thought. I'm so hungry. Right. Yes. But I already knew my answer was going to be. So I'm like, I'm starving. I haven't eaten all day.
Oh my God.
And then I immediately went to my liquor cabinet. I got the bottle of Jack and I just started drinking. And I go, and he's like, so what do you think about that? I go, I think that's fine for you. It's not really my preference. Thank you for telling me.
That's a calm reaction.
I know. I go,
no,
you
shit.
I go, you could have actually
hang on. I got Domino's on the other line.
I go, I think I did go, I did get a new trench coat, and you, I go, I think you could have told me this on Monday when we made plans to
Who
go
does
out.
That?
I was so angry, but I kind of kept it inside, and I was like, good luck to you. And he's like, if you change your mind, you have my number. I'm like, okay, hung up. My friends actually called me. They were like Molly Malone's, and they were just wanted to be like, hey, have fun on your date. She calls me, and I'm like, where? I didn't even wait for
that. What fucking date?
I go, where are you? She's like, Molly Malone's. I go, me and my trench coat are on our way. And I just ran out the door.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was like unbelievable.
That happened, that exact same thing happened to me. Well, a really hot guy kept hitting me up and hitting me up on Facebook. And then we started talking. Then we started texting a little bit. And then one thing led to another. And we finally made plans. And then that day, he was like, just so you know, I want to let you know, before we meet up tonight, that I do have a girlfriend. But she's totally cool with me seeing other girls.
Is his name David?
No.
Was she totally cool with it?
I didn't go.
Oh, sorry. Never, I'm a dreamer.
I think it's a lie. I think anytime a guy is like, my girl is okay with me seeing other girls, unless they're inviting you over for an actual threesome.
I've seen that relationship, but it's few and far between.
Yes,
it's so weird.
It's so weird to me. Would you ever, is that something that you think your girlfriend would ever do?
I'm not closed off to anything. I just don't see how it would work, right?
It doesn't
because
work.
For a guy, you're like, yeah, I don't care if you guys eat each other out, whatever, I'm watching.
Yeah, but if she
center.
Was with another
two
guy.
Two girls.
Yeah, with that, well, yeah. Two guys, that's a train.
You wouldn't,
no,
you
but when you say
her...
open relationship, I'm not talking about a three, like an open relationship is both of you are allowed to date other people.
On the side.
On the side.
What? Well, okay, so then
polyamorous, I believe. That's what they do.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see that working.
No, I don't either.
I don't either.
I mean, I agree.
That's where I like the double standard.
Right, of course. Yeah. Everybody does. Who doesn't?
I have the double standard. I want the guy that I'm sleeping with to not sleep with other people, but I want to be allowed to go on dates with other people. But
what do you mean by dates? You're not being honest.
Dates, but
so you don't want to fuck someone else. You just want to like have a conversation with someone.
I want to keep the door open for something better.
Yeah.
Smart. Honestly, though,
being
you,
honest.
But here's the thing. You say that, and I know you so well. You catch feelings really hard.
That's why I don't spend the night.
You wanted to say quick.
Well,
no.
it's a little bit of both, but it's
that's
more,
not true.
It's more hard. It's when she actually likes somebody, she really likes them, and you say, I would want to date other people, but I know you, and you wouldn't.
But I do it.
You do it because you think that they're not into it, so you want to distract yourself, but you're not happy. Point
that's
in
true.
Case, you just wanted to date with somebody that you weren't happy about.
What's the best approach you think to that?
That's true.
Because it's... when you say really hard, I'd rather for me.
I
like,
mean, like
you, no, like I'll give you an example. Yeah. When I date someone, I give them everything right away. Right?
Yeah, I'm
right?
Like that.
Everybody starts with an A. Like you don't have to work your way up to a trip to Fiji, right? If I'm going to Fiji, I'll take you if you're fun.
Right.
Oh. Right. And then there may be a lull during the relationship later on.
Right.
Right.
But I mean, right in, like
really,
100% in.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yes,
like,
good.
That's pretty dope.
That's hard. That's falling hard.
But then the problem is that. As a woman, they get insecure.
Well, the thing is, because you did that to me, I would like, then it would be so hard not to like.
Yeah, but every woman always goes like, because I have lots of girlfriends, right? They always chime in, you know, on Instagram or Facebook. Right. And then I'm like,
they get jealous.
Well, here's the thing. Well,
yeah. It's a bit, for me, like, when they have that happening to them, I don't even look at their fucking comments.
Right.
Where I don't
see,
care who's yes, like,
see, yeah. That's, and then you need a girl
like,
that
either you like me or you don't, but you gotta figure out which
you need
one
a girl who understands that. And for somebody,
most don't.
But that, well, that's not true. I don't know what your girlfriend's like now, but I mean,
no,
but
I'll tell you what she's like. She's great. And like, what made me want to date her is I remember when we were just kind of getting into the relationship, I was downstairs after an after party at my house. I just kicked the last person out at 6 a.m. And I was like, well, I'm not getting laid. It's 6 a.m. So I crack open the laptop, and then all of a sudden, footsteps down the stairs. She goes, if you don't come upstairs and fuck me, we're not going to be dating.
This is your girlfriend?
Yeah. I'm like, all right. Like, that's...
No, yes, that's great.
Yeah.
But you're someone who's a public figure. We're in the spotlight. We're public figures. So we get comments, and they're crazy, insane comments. And you need to be with someone on both sides, whether you're a guy or a girl, that can know that that's a persona. That's those people writing those comments. We're not like being like, oh, this guy says I got nice tits, I want to fuck him right now. You know what I mean? Or like the guy that I'm dating now isn't in the industry at all. He doesn't even live here. He travels back and forth. And it did take him a little while. He would see something that I would post, and he'd be like, it's going to take me a second just to know that's a little bit part of your persona, and I'm going to not read the comments underneath.
Yeah, but even I think for you girls doing a podcast like this, it makes it tough.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Because that takes another type of mentality.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. To be able to just, that's why I think people find me funny, you know, because I just say what's happened to me and I don't hold back.
Right.
And you're honest.
Yeah. Right. And then people find that funny, but I say exactly like the darkest thing that I'll think.
Right.
I'll say at the most inappropriate time where people will bite their tongue, but be laughing.
Right.
Inside.
And that's actually a sign of vulnerability, by the way, because a lot of people don't, because they're like, I don't want to be judged. I don't want people to think. And you're just like, it just comes out and you don't give a fuck. And that's great.
Cause nothing that anyone says or thinks can change my life.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Just what I do on a daily basis. Yes. My intake.
Yeah, you can fuck up your own life. You don't need anybody else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. Done a pretty good job.
But you brought up something really interesting too, which is like how now with social media, it really affects relationships. I think you're right. Like I know girls that are, and I mean a lot of girls that like, they follow their boyfriend so closely on social media. Oh. One comment, one like of the wrong girl's picture. Oh,
that's
and they
what I mean.
Freak
like
out.
When that happened to you're me, it's right. like, why do you like those girls' pictures? I'm like, what do you mean? And they're like, well, right. I'm like, where do you see that? And they're like, well, you just slide over and then you see what people like. I'm like, why didn't?
Yeah.
And then I go, why would you even feel creepy just being on that when my finger accidentally slides?
This is a thing for me, and this is going to probably make me sound crazy, and I hope it doesn't, but like, I purposely, when I'm hooking up with someone or dating someone or whatever, I don't follow them on any social media because I don't want to even be tempted to like, and I don't look, I'm like really disciplined about it because I don't want to be tempted to be jealous or to like, because one comment,
that doesn't make you crazy, it just makes you weak.
Oh, that's better. Better to be weak than crazy.
But I also have a rule with guys, which is the first time we get in a fight about my social media or there's a problem about a comment or you have an issue with something that happens on my social media, you're blocked.
Well, I say like when that happens with me, I go, you know what you signed up for?
Exactly.
But that's what I mean. Yes, you have to have somebody who's strong.
Like strong before it was funny that. Chiming in when we weren't dating or fucking, with the other girls.
Right.
But now, since you have more skin in the game, now it's a problem. And well, then it's your problem.
It's your problem. It's absolutely right.
I agree. Interesting.
But then you end up like being in the comment sections that under X videos and Pornhub, and like maybe she would be fun.
Maybe she would.
I stay off those sites. Dustin, your worst or weirdest date story ever, or sex story, anything? Also, you avoided the fivesome topic, which I wanted to hear.
They're off the record.
Off the record. Have you ever had a fivesome?
No.
Threesomes?
A sixsome?
You ever played Price is Right?
I just want to know. I'm very fascinated with this threesome culture that we're living in right now. Every guy wants threesomes.
I think that has been always.
Really?
Oh my God.
Just easier way to like advertise for it now.
Yes.
Oh, maybe that's it. All right. Well, then you don't have to answer that. Tell me.
I think the weirdest, like after I was signing when I was young, signing fans' autographs down the cattle call line going out to the parking lot where the cars were, and this was the Miners in Cincinnati, some girl wanted me to sign like her
boobs,
her cleavage, whatever area,
that area,
and she goes, hey, did you want to fuck me as I'm signing? Right.
I'm wow
like, And I looked at her mom was right there. I'm like, isn't that your mom? She goes, yeah, it's okay. And I look at her mom. She goes, yeah. I'm like,
oh my God. What?
I'll be at my car in 5 minutes.
You did not.
I didn't say that, no.
Oh my God.
But that's the kind of stuff that happens.
Did you think about it for 1 second?
What's that?
Of course.
Well, she wasn't that good looking.
Oh. What if she was? If she was so super hot? What if her mom was even hotter?
I thought about it.
Would you have a threesome with her and her mom? Dude, I would even if they were ugly if I was a guy.
No, it's, you
yes, I would. Yes,
really?
I would.
It's
fuck
a love
yeah.
For the story?
Just to be like, I fucked a girl and her mom?
Oh, it's so
as
weird.
As a guy?
Come on, that wouldn't at all fuck
I'm
you
sorry.
Up?
I would do it. And I'm not even a man.
There's a lot of shit that should have fucked me up.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Well, then, all right.
Like, when you were, when did you leave the NHL?
Like 18 months ago.
Okay. Oh, so super recently. So then, like, how? Well, I mean, that's pretty
super recently.
Well, what I mean is, like, you've been around since social media has been like.
I wasn't allowed to have social media while I was married.
So you weren't getting like DM naked photos on your like Instagram and your Snapchat and shit.
No, but I have. But I wasn't while I was like she didn't. But she could have one, right? I was just totally fucking pussy whipped trying.
You
to
weren't
make
allowed
this.
To have social media while you're married.
Yeah. Otherwise, she divorced me.
I'm so glad you
my
got
God.
Out of
how many
that.
Times did she threaten to divorce you in the year that you were married?
If I had, let's say, $50 for every time she said it.
You're making do math.
You'd be living in the actor's house.
To be honest, I would have broke even on the settlement.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
God
oh, yeah.
Damn. How about the worst date you've ever been on?
I can't think of...
Anything terrible?
No, I really can't.
Damn.
Like, because I don't, well, A, I don't go on that many dates. And then I know, like, if I'm going to go take someone out, that it's not going to be a shitty day because the last thing I want to do is waste my time.
Of course.
That's the only thing that,
yeah.
Right, but more times than not, guys will waste their time with a pretty girl.
Because they think they're going
to
get laid.
Yeah. Rare, I don't give a shit to.
Right.
That's when it started coming in droves.
See.
And literally, like, you mm-hmm. don't want to have sex with me? I'm like, no, I don't. I want to watch TV.
That like is the best game a guy
like
can
I've,
have.
I've had, for instance, a girl come, and she's, you know, in her 30s, and this was whenever, we'll say.
Well, I'm familiar with
I'm
whenever.
Sorry, whenever. Yeah, yeah. It was in October.
October. No, what was no, it? August.
This wasn't my...
September.
But there was... I was taking a nap, and I was like 1 p.m., 2 p.m., and she was coming over because she wanted to go do something. And woke me up from my nap, buck naked. And she goes, I want to have sex. I'm like, I don't want to. Right? She's like, come on, please. And like got really like petty and like begging.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, do I have to come? She's like, no. I'm like, can I have a chew-in? She's like, yeah.
Can I have a chew-in?
Yeah. Oh. So I just laid back to her and like for 10 minutes.
Ew. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hard. How did she feel good about herself afterwards?
Warm lettuce. What do you want?
No, warm lettuce.
Warm spring
Dustin
mix.
Dustin Penner. That's. I think that's a pretty good story to
yes,
fucking end on. Dustin Penner being begged for sex
this
and
is,
turning warm
this
lettuce.
This won't air till my parents die, right?
What's that? This isn't air until your parents. You let me know when they die, and then we'll put this on. Wow. Well, listen, thank you so much for being here. You're amazing. You're very funny.
What time is it?
You're very handsome. It's almost 4 p.m. No, you're not
there's,
single,
there's
which is
no
highly...
There's no traffic, right, going down Newport
no
now?
No traffic.
You're
going
fine.
Down. You're good. You're totally good. We can have a drink. I'm just so disappointed he's not single. Though I'm not gonna lie, I was like, I told Jen, I go, this guy kind of seems like a dick. I think I'm gonna want to fuck him.
So I get that a lot.
Yeah. Do you wanna? What's your Twitter handle?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Let me ask my ex-wife.
It's at
Dustin Penner 25.
At Dustin Penner 25. Follow him. He's
Follow
hilarious.
Him.
You really are very, very funny.
Someone just said you're a pretty girl. You get hit up a lot in the mentions. Hey, about guys saying nice things about you.
I mean, I guess I don't know. Thank you, Jody.
What?
It was a pleasure meeting you, ladies.
Oh, it was a pleasure meeting you.
It was a pleasure meeting
you. Classy group here.
Thank you. We think so. I think we're classy. You
Honest.
Want to plug something, Jody?
My album, No Child Left Behind, will be on iTunes April 8th. And you can follow me at Jody Miller Comic.
And I'd just like to say, if you're in the left lane on the 405, get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah, that's right. I'm Kate Quigley. Find me at katequigley.com or follow me at Kate Q Funny. This is Date Fails. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.